off or switch to silent and use mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in committee items. I would remind members of the obligations on the Council's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business for the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, say the item of business it relates to. Having declared interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on the item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where a council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit up red, as you'll lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it's been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring the members in once all those in the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. You'll see from the agenda, in an effort to be more transparent, that many of the appendices are in closed session while the report itself is in open. If there is an item you wish to discuss, the appendix, if everyone is in agreement, perhaps you will wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. Okay, item one, apologies.
Chair, there's apologies from Councillors Murphy and Tinley.
Okay, thank you. Under Chairman's remarks, this is my final ERT meeting as Chair. I just want to thank all the members for being great sports. So hopefully you all feel like you have opportunity to speak. Okay, moving on. Item two, declarations of interest.
None, Chair.
Okay. Item three, action sheet arising from ERT meeting held on the 20th of April. Going through the pages for accuracy, pages 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I have a proposer and a seconder.
So proposed to be clear?
Yep. Councillor Andrews. Councillor Rianne. Any matters arising?
Yeah, thank you very much. And, in regards to, is there any update on the letters of offer in regards to the financial assistance programme? Thank you.
Chair, Council last Tuesday night ratified the minutes from the previous ERT with call-in. That will allow them to be issued from tomorrow onwards, so it's our intention we'll be issuing them this week.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, anyone else in the chamber? Okay. Councillor
Galbraith. Yes, sorry, thanks, Chair. I was just wondering, are officers in a position to give any sort of an update on item 035, the nighttime economy motion from last month?
Chair, again, the minutes from ERT last month were ratified last Tuesday night at Council, and again, subject to the 5-day call-in, we'll be able to start progressing work on that from
any other matters arising? Okay. Moving on then, item four, Arts Art Beach Program 2026-27. Amanda.
Hey, members, this paper is setting out the proposals for delivery of an Arts Outreach Program for 2026-27, which we have delivered over the past few years. So the recommendations in section 3 of the report is seeking approval to deliver an artist bursary programme, which would award letters of offer for 6 bursaries to deliver 2 artist bursaries through a service level agreement for the John Hewitt International Summer Scheme and deliver a theatre in residence programme via a service level agreement, and then to deliver an artist in residence programme again through a service level agreement. So those are the recommendations for members' consideration, and there is some further detail outlined in Appendix 1, which is a restricted item.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. Looking for a proposal and seconder, Councillor Hannah.
I'm happy to propose, Chair. It's good to see the plenty of money in it.
Okay, and Councillor Yan wants a second, yeah.
Happy
presenters.
Thank you very much, Chair, and happy enough to support the recommendations. Good luck for everybody.
Great. Any other matters arising? All in agreement, yeah? Great. Moving on then, item 5, graphic design, artwork, and print management services. Amanda.
Yeah, members, so this is seeking approval to through procurement and approval of the attached business case to appoint a graphic design, artwork and print management services. And this is essential then for supporting our communications and marketing under our tourism, culture, arts and events programmes.
Thank you. Proposer and seconder, please.
Councillor
Andrews. Happy enough. Yeah, any matters arising? No? All in agreement? Okay, moving on. Item 6, Local Economic Partnership Professional Services. Amanda.
Members, Labour Market, the Local Economic Partnership, members will be familiar with. We have taken previous reports on this, including the action plan that has been approved by the Department of Economy. This paper is seeking approval then for the procurement of professional services that is required to support the delivery of 2 capital grant programmes that was outlined on the action plan and is fully supported by the Department for Economy. Those programmes is the Commercial Property Grant and the Property Facade Renewal Scheme, which and the cost of that would be 100% funded through the Local Economic Partnership.
Thank you very much. Seconder, Andrews.
Proposed a wee comment as well.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I welcome and support the recommendations that are before us, but are there any plans for additional towns and villages across the district to be included in a similar scheme, and can any funding be tapped to make it happen? But I do well, I suppose it's a good thing, but take more towns from a while.
Yeah.
Councillor, with respect to other towns and villages, there is an initiative being developed at the minute through central government departments, Shaping Sustainable Places, and there will be an opportunity whenever that's rolled out to look at other settlements across.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Hannah.
Thanks, Chair. I'm delighted to see this coming along then, and it is rotated around the whole council area over a period of time. You just can't give it to one place. It's been big. So I'm more than delighted to see it coming through, and I'm happy to sign it.
Right, thank you very much. Any other comments from the Chamber? No? Okay, moving on then online. Councillor Hammond.
Thanks, Chair. It's just to welcome this paper. I know there was a lot of work going on in the background in Downpatrick in regards to this, especially with the owners and the traders in St Patrick's Avenue. So I know that there's good buy-in there and they'll welcome that this proposal is coming forward. So just to lend my support to it.
Right, thank you.
Just one question.
Yes, go ahead.
As a Connor, Amanda, whenever it does become available, how do you propose them to make the businesses ever aware of the availability of this?
So we would be hoping to launch the commercial property grant scheme later this month. So there will be a communication plan that will go inside that. There will be an official launch with a press release. So once that information is there, members are very welcome to share that among anyone who would be interested and would encourage you to do so.
I think the Chamber of Commerce is okay.
All in agreement? Yeah. Great. Moving on then, item 7, UNESCO Together Project. Amanda.
Members, so this paper is outlining some funding that has been received for the UNESCO Together Project, supported through the Peace Plus funding avenue. The paper sets out some detail on the project under Section 2, and we are seeking approval from members to accept the letter of offer to enable the project to proceed. And that includes the completion of all necessary and legal requirements to enable project delivery, and then to approve the business case that is attached to this report that will enable any procurements to be undertaken.
Great, thank you very much. Proposer and seconder, Councillor
Andrews. Proposer,
will you comment? Yes, go ahead.
First of all, through the chair, I think this is a good news story for the district as a whole. It gives us a step up into the big league, especially within UNESCO. So I'm happy to propose the recommendations outlined in the paper. So well done.
Thank you. I have a seconder, please. Yeah, Councillor Hannah. Any other matters arising? No? Okay, all in agreement? Yeah? Great. Okay, let's see. Item 8, Neary Bit, Amanda.
So members will be aware that Neary Bid have recently undergone a revote for another 5-year period, of which they were successful in securing. So they're now entering into a new 5-year bid term. The members will be aware then, as part of that, there is an operating agreement between Council and Neary Bid around how Council can perform the role of bid levy, issuing the invoices and managing any debt. So we have tabled here this evening information for members on that operating agreement that is attached as an appendix, and we're seeking approval from members to sign that new bid operating agreement. We'll refer members then to details in section 2 of the report, just to highlight that the revised and updated bid operating agreement is reflective of the recommendations that came through a recent audit report. So that has been reflected in the bid operating agreement. And that has also been shared with Neary Bid, who will be taking that similarly through their board for approval and signing.
Okay, thank you very much. Proposal and seconder, Councillor Hart.
Happy to propose the officer's recommendation.
Second.
Councillor Hannah.
Sorry about that, Hannah. I forgot to hit your button.
Alright.
Do you want to hit your button?
Alright.
Yes, you hit the button.
Are you letting Councillor Young to
second?
Okay. Such a gentleman. Okay. Councillor Hannah.
Could I ask a question?
Of course.
Just to kind of remind that everybody, they're all content with that, because I know there's some issue over the levy collection before it kind of came to us, so they're all happy with it. We have got it resolved.
Yeah, so we have met with Neary Bid on the new and updated operating agreement and went through any changes. So they're obviously taking that for their board for approval, but that's where...
So they're happy enough then, no more or less.
To take it to their board for approval.
Is there many levies that haven't been left that there? Is there much in arrears?
Haven't started yet this year.
Okay. And as part of the new agreement, any management of debt will come through Council and SPNR for approval.
What about last year? Was there much from that?
Follow the same process. Yeah. Any agreement around debt will come through for Council for consideration.
Any other matters arising? All in agreement? Yeah? Great. Okay, items 9 and 10 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of Part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular persons, including the Council, holding that information, and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. May I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session? Councillor Hannah and Councillor Kearns. Okay, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 9, food creator tourism events. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hannah, to establish a service level agreement with Food NI for delivery of the food creator element of both Wake the Giant and Eat and Beat 2026 festivals. Item 10, hotel accommodation scheme. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hannah, to issue letters of offer to the applicants recommended for the award of funding under the hotel accommodation scheme. The pre-letter of offer conditions are to be met prior to issue of full letter of offer, and where conditions are not satisfied, no letter of offer will be issued. Okay, lastly then, items 11, Kilcurry Subcatchment Water Assessment Project, and item 12, Newry Moore Down Museum's quarterly update are for noting. And I'm proposing seconder.
Well, I'll propose, but just before the meeting wraps up, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and Councillor Fain for the way you conducted this committee over the past year. So thank you, and Killian as well, for doing a good job as Chair and Vice Chair. Thank you
very much. I have a seconder. Kind of this, yeah. And last thing then, happy belated birthday, Prince Andrews. All right, have a great night. Bye-bye.